Bob, if you're listening.
Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on this Saturday morning. It's April 29th already, if you can believe that. We're halfway through the spring. And we got quite a program for you this morning. We got all kinds of fun stuff coming up. We're going to have Megan Snyder and Ruby Holman, the girls' softball team captains, will be on the program with us. And then Lexi Helderson, the girls' lacrosse coach, will join us this morning. And that'll be the first time as she takes over the head coach. Head coaching position this year. And then Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell will talk to some lacrosse players, Savannah Newberg, Tiana Foster, and Jaden Schiller. All that coming up for you here in just a couple of minutes here on 95.1 The One. It looks like we got a chance of some showers today. Cloudy with a high of 51. Tonight, a chance of rain and breezy conditions. It's going to cool off to around 36. Northwest winds will kick in for the next several days at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 30. And then for tomorrow, it looks like we got rain and snow likely in the morning. Ouch, four-letter word. Oh, snow. Cloudy with a high of only 45. There's going to be about a 70% chance of precipitation. And then there's winds out of the northwest continue at 20 to 25 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 35. Sunday night, 30% chance of showers likely. Cloudy, cooling off to 32. The northwest winds continue at 20 miles an hour. Gusts of upward of 30 to 35 miles an hour. That continues into Monday with a 20% chance of showers. Some sunshine and 53, but gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Same for Monday night, cooling off to 35, but those winds just keep a howling. And then it's Tuesday, a little sunshine in the air, 58. Winds again continue. North-northwest winds 15 to 20 with gusts as high as 30. And then finally, Tuesday night, the winds run out of gas. The clear skies 38, light northwest winds at 5 miles an hour. We've got overcast skies currently in the Northfield area and 42 degrees. I sound like a bag of wind, don't I, ladies? Huh? What do you think? Hey, good morning. Who we got? We got Megan. We got Megan and we got Ruby. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Yeah, just make sure you talk into those microphones and nice and loud and clear, and it'll be all good. So we're here to talk about a lot of things today, but one of the things we want to talk about is it's prom day. Is that correct? I believe you guys talked out in the lobby out there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't sound so enthused. Well, you're both going, obviously.
Yeah. Yep. It's just kind of rainy and cloudy, so I don't know how pictures will turn out, but hopefully.
Are you guys, you say you're at the Grand March at 3 o'clock. Is that going to be inside the auditorium there somewhere?
Yeah, at the middle school.
Okay. So then from there, you're going to be all dressed up, right? Everyone's all dressed up, hanging out. And then what happens? Then you got to take a break. What do you do?
People normally go out to eat during that time, kind of get ready for the dance and stuff.
Yeah, and people will probably take more pictures. And we have like 4 hours in between the Grand March and the dance, so.
Do a lot of you stick together, or is that just everyone just kind of boof, dissipates?
Everyone kind of goes off in their groups.
Okay. So you're obviously both going. You're both seniors.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So are you anticipating this? Is this something you're looking forward to? And
Yeah, it was a good time last year, so
yeah, I'm
forward to it again.
Yeah. So then what happens after? So do they actually dance anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah? So it's a dance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They got a DJ and everything.
Nice. So you guys going to bust a move or something like that tonight to make something happen?
Huh? Something like that.
Does it help with your softball, being able to dance and anything like that? Good footwork?
Endurance. You can dance the whole night.
Very good. Gotta love it. So how are we doing with the season? Ruby, you guys are 6-3.
Yeah, we're 6-3. Maybe not exactly how we plan to turn out to be, but it can only go up from here, and we're a good team and we work good together, so I think it's going to be a good season.
So you're seniors, and so you're captains as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you, Ruby, want to bring into the team this year as a captain? Is there a certain style of play? Is there a culture? Is there something that you personally want to bring into the season?
Maybe a bit more communication throughout our team. I think that's a big part of playing good together as a team, and when you have communication, you put out your best performance, and the girls work better together. So.
Megan, what were the expectations, would you say, at the beginning of the season compared to where they're at now with being 6-3?
I think our expectations were to win the conference, but we already can't do that, so now we're looking towards sections and just worrying about that. We're obviously worrying about winning too, but we're not going to get down on the loss of the conference win and everything. We're just going to keep on improving each game and hope for the best.
You're 6-3. How many games you got left?
I think we're about halfway through.
Yeah.
Okay. But because of the losses that you have, you're pretty much out of the conference opportunity there. But
at least we don't get to play again in in our conference, so they already are.
So you got to hope, but or you can hope that they lose.
Yeah,
they lose a lot, right? Yeah. But it sounds like they're a pretty good team.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're here to talk about one other item as well, multiple items. Who are you playing next, by the way?
We play Winona.
No, we play JM on Tuesday in JM.
Oh. John Marshall Dolan.
And then on Thursday. Yeah.
Okay. And then last week there was supposed to be a game, and there was supposed to be an event called Strikeout for Cancer, which is an annual event that you guys put on. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the weather was kind of bad,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they rescheduled everything. So, Ruby, tell us a little bit about what the change is, what they did with this program, and what's going to be happening during that event.
Yeah, the weather didn't turn out in our favor last weekend, so we moved it to Friday, May 12th, and the game starts at 5 a.m. or 5 p.m.
I was going to say, good luck with taking people up there.
Yeah.
You won't be seeing me.
I don't know if you'd be seeing me either. At 5 p.m., and then following that, we'll have a home run derby and a hit-a-thon. And that's a good way, we think, to raise more money this year. And then all donation pledges go directly towards the Randy Shaver Cancer Research Community Fund. So, yeah.
Megan, we were going to have Randy Shaver, but apparently because of the postponement and everything else like that, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah,
is that right?
He's working on Friday, so he won't be able to make it.
Okay, so that's a free, it's Friday.
Yeah, he was going to throw the first pitch, though, at the Saturday game last week.
Yeah. So unfortunately, to the weather, that's not going to happen. Do you know what's going to? It says here the hit-a-thon. So there's a hit-a-thon and there's a home run derby. It looks like a hit-a-thon. Each player gets 5 swings. The distance of each ball will be measured and then tracked. And then again, the home run derby. You get top 6 home run hitters for each team. You can move on to round 2, et cetera, et cetera. Are you two participating in any of those?
Yeah. Both the varsity teams is doing the home run derby after their game, and then the JV in 9th grade are doing the hit-a-thon. Mm-hmm. So that's just measuring, like, the distance of the hits, and then the home run derby is obviously home runs and how many you can get.
Can you two hit home runs?
I mean, hopefully in the home run derby.
Have you hit any home runs, Ruby, this year?
Not this year, no.
No.
We both haven't this year.
No, you haven't. So, but does everyone then get to participate, or whoever wants
to? Everyone, and then you just move on to the next round depending on how well you did.
So, you got any big hitters on the team this year?
Courtney Graff's been hitting a few home runs.
Courtney Graff, Jamie Triplett, Lindsay Stanton. Yeah. They all are big
hitters.
They're
all very capable,
Everyone is capable.
So what's the fence depth? Do you know? Does it vary, or is it only like 250? What is it? For when you're playing in the game, too, is there a fixed distance?
I think ours is maybe 250. But we shortened it up for the home run derby. That way more people could hit home runs. So I don't know how much we shortened it by. Maybe it's like 200 now. Yeah. I don't know. Something like that.
So you'll make it a contest then. So even the hitters that normally don't hit home runs probably have a shot to get something out of it.
Everyone's for sure got a shot because we're slowing down the pitching too. So it's a hittable.
Oh, it's more of a softball lob?
Well, not a lob. It's like 40 miles an hour instead of... Like
so that
55.
Way it's a lot easier to hit home runs.
Yeah.
So how fast do they normally throw when you're playing?
I'd say
we've
good
seen
pitcher,
like
50 to 55.
Yeah.
Is there a particular pitcher that you know of in the Big Nine that is like just ridiculous fast?
I mean, Century kind of got us, but I don't know if it was the speed. It might have just been like the release. She has like a weird wind up that got all of us.
she's twerking up there. What's going on? What is this? What is this going on?
Yeah, Mankato East, when we played them, their pitcher was pretty fast. She's still a sophomore, so they'll have her for a few
years.
She's
pitching like
good.
60.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you play, Ruby, you play shortstop and outfield.
Uh-huh.
And just before we went on the air, I'm like going, what do you play more? And you said it just varies.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
Basically, whoever is pitching, I'll play. If Courtney's pitching, I'll normally be in left field, and then if Riley's pitching, I'll be shortstop.
Is there? There's got to be a reason for it. The coach has to have a reason
for it.
Sure,
there is. Yeah, but
haven't they explained it to you?
He didn't tell me.
Oh, he just said you're playing shortstop today. There, you're in.
Basically, before each game, because no one really has a set position yet until sections. So
wow.
Yeah.
And Megan, you are outfielder as well. Mm-hmm. So.
So center field when Courtney's pitching, and then left field when Riley's pitching.
And then she's on short. Then you're shortstop then, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah. And then so you slide over and then, yeah, okay, interesting. Yeah. Anything challenging about that?
No.
Not really?
Yeah.
You just move over and just take over?
The only challenge is the sun in center field at 5 o'clock. It's brutal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right in your
right
eyes.
Right in my eyes.
Nice. So what's next for Ruby? What's after you got prom today, but then graduation's coming right around the corner. Uh-huh. So then what happens after that?
We're actually both planning to go to University of Nebraska Lincoln together.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So we'll leave for that in August, I believe. And yeah, I'm really excited.
What are you gonna study, or haven't figured it out yet, Megan?
I'm planning on majoring in biology and then minoring in business to eventually run my own orthodontic clinic.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. All right, very cool. So then are you going to go play ball too?
No. We'll probably just play like intramurals or like a club team or something.
So you're not going down on a scholarship or anything for softball?
No. Academic, but no.
Yeah, yeah. So what was the motivation to go to Nebraska?
I really liked the campus when I visited, and then I went back again, and I met, like, the professors and the advisors, and I really liked them, too, and, like, all the people are just so welcoming and nice.
What about you?
The campus is beautiful.
Did you go down together?
One of the times,
okay. Yeah. The campus was just really beautiful, and the Lincoln town was just a good, like, felt, like, right. And then the education there seemed really good, and they seemed like they could help whenever, and that's something I really looked for. So,
did one of you two convince the other, or did you like both have like, boom, hey, I think I'm going to go to Nebraska? You're going, oh, me too.
I think it was,
or was
more
it
like
did
that.
You guys,
yeah, it
or
was like a mutual,
we really just liked it. It just felt right.
It wasn't like you went down there and go, hey, Ruby, you got to come to Nebraska. No, it's not that. I need a partner down in Nebraska. I don't want to do it alone.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of fun. So that is going to be interesting. So what are you going to do now? You got about 4 or 5 hours between now and prom time or grand march time. So going to go back home, take a nap. What are we going
to
do?
We might like be cutting it close to getting ready because we need it. So
she said that. I did not. Just so everyone is aware. I did not. You look great, both of you. Really, you do. So. But then, seriously, you're gonna like go get your hair done. You're gonna go do some nails things. I mean,
people normally start like earlier than this.
Yeah,
so.
We'll probably start at like 12. Oh, start with our hair and makeup.
So who's you just go to some local salon in town here then, or what?
I mean, you can get your hair done from a salon, but I think we're just gonna do it ourselves.
Yeah, we're getting with a group of girls, and we're all just gonna do our makeup and hair together.
That's what most people are trying to do.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of theme or anything like that they're going with this year?
Is there? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
Mm-mm.
Just show up.
Just
the prom.
Yeah.
Just have some fun.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy it. That's all I can say. Just embrace it and enjoy the moment. Enjoy each other's company on the softball diamond. And then, of course, good luck to you as you guys head to Nebraska.
Thank you. That's awesome
to hear. Thanks, ladies. Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah, well, there you have it. So don't forget, again, it's going to be now Friday, May 12th at 5 p.m. And I wish I could just give you a link, but I can't. I've got a QR code here, and it takes me to some weird GLE/SMH thingy jigger. So I apologize. I don't have any more than that. But please, if you want to donate, could I maybe contact the coach or the high school or something?
Contact any softball player you know, honestly.
Any girl softball player you know, contact them for the Randy Shaver Strikeout for Cancer. It's coming up again on May 12th. There's going to be a home run derby. You can be a sponsor. So you can like put $10 for every home run they hit. So if they hit 6 in the first round and 4 in the next, there's $100 that you can donate. You can also donate in the hit-a-thon. You can just say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to donate $50 to the whole event. You can do all kinds of different things. So there's all kinds of fun ways that you can participate and be a part of the Strikeout for Cancer Fund that goes on Friday, again, May 12th, at starting at 5 p.m. Thank you so much, Megan Schneider and Ruby Holman, captains and seniors for the Northfield Raiders girls softball team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All righty. We've got plenty more coming up on the way. Hopefully, we've got Lexi Halverson, the head coach of the lacrosse team. And then in Meet the Raider this morning, we've got more of the captains coming on with Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell. Stick around. We've got more sports coming up on the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One.
Agra America was built for the American farmer and rancher. A great combination of the ag information you need and the country music you love. Download the app today or go to agraamerica.com, your number one source for ag news and country's greatest hits. AgraAmerica.com.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. Small conversations can have a big impact on your child's decision to not drink alcohol and use other drugs. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit Talk They Hear You at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Running is my passion. Even on the busiest days, I make time to lace up. When knee pain started to slow me down, I knew it was my move, and I chose the orthopedics team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Their personalized care was phenomenal. They listened to my concerns and took the time to explain my options. Thankfully, I didn't need surgery. With the right treatment and information on how to take care of my knee, I'm ready for the road ahead. I appreciate the extra care the orthopedics team gave me at Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
Hey, welcome back to the Raider Wrap. We're about 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. 42 overcast skies, a little bit of sunshine trying to poke its head through. But it looks like we're going to be continued overcast skies, and it is going to get windy in the next couple, 3 days. Cloudy skies, a high of 51 today. Northwest winds about 5 to 15. That's not so bad. But then tonight, there's going to be a 30% chance of showers tonight, cooling off to around 36. Breezy northwest winds 10 to 20 with a gust as high as 30 miles an hour this evening. For tomorrow, rain likely, 70% chance of light, snow, and or rain, believe it or not, in the morning. And then cloudy with a high of only 45, but those northwest winds are just going to howl 20 to 25 miles an hour. And then gusting as high as 35. For Sunday night, northwest winds continue with steady 20-mile-an-hour winds and gusts of high as 30, cooling off to 32. Monday, that wind just keeps on a-coming. Northwest winds, 20 to 25 miles an hour, gusts as high as 35, but we will have some sunshine in 53. Monday night, partly cloudy, cooling off to 35. Those winds continue. It isn't until Tuesday night that they say that the winds will probably subside a little bit, but it's going to be plenty of sunshine on Tuesday, a high of 58, northwest winds 15 to 20, and gusts of 30. And then Tuesday night, mostly clear, cooling off to around 38, and those winds finally dropping off, shifting slightly to the southwest. 20 minutes after 10 o'clock, overcast skies, 42. We're looking for Lexi Halverson, I do believe, is going to be joining us here shortly in studio. I believe the head coach of the girls lacrosse team is on her way in the door. If that's Lexi, she's going to come right on in here, and she's going to sit in that chair right there, and we're going to get her going here. I'm laughing just a little bit because she's smiling at me, but the reality is that, she's here, so that counts. Step up to the microphone, Lexi. Welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, you found the place.
I did. It took me to Carlton first, but I was like, I know that's not the right spot.
No.
So turn around.
No, we're not Carlton Radio. This is KYMN Radio, but welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You are now the head coach of the girls lacrosse team.
I am.
That's craziness, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
So, what were you with the program before?
I did some light volunteer work with this the program last season, but other than that, I've met a few of the kids just in passing. I work with Emma Slacks and a couple of the seasonal camps year round. So, yeah, just ran into a few people, and I actually got associated with the program through their moms while I was working at Loon Liquors Distillery here in town. They stopped in for St. Patrick's Day to play some trivia, and their team name was the Lax Moms. So I had to ask girls or boys, and that's kind of how the wildness started.
So. Interesting. So then, you live actually in Minneapolis.
I do. I live in Marcy.
That's a commute.
It is.
Are you? What else? What do you do in Minneapolis?
I'm a preschool teacher by day. So.
So you've got to fly down here when you're done. Okay. Was preschool done like around 1 or something?
No, preschool is the full day, you know, child care program. But I work half days right now. I also own an events hosting business, so that's kind of what I like to do in my off season other than coaching. So, yeah, it's during the day. I work, like I said, half days, so it's a nice day.
Yeah.
It breaks it up.
Yeah.
Well,
a little different. Yeah. I mean, the drive's not too shabby. It's about 45 minutes. It's not
right.
Terrible.
And no traffic.
Right, middle of the day, right? So tell me a little bit about yourself. Who is Lexi Halverson? Where did you come from? Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school?
Yeah, so I grew up here in Minnesota. I guess I come from all over. I wasn't born here. Born in Haiti, adopted. So that's my back story. But I grew up in Lakeville. I played lacrosse since 2004 or 2005. It's so long ago. I don't really remember. But I grew up also playing basketball and volleyball.
For Lakeville?
For Lakeville.
South,
yeah.
Or north?
South.
We hate the South down here, by the way, just so you know.
Well,
we don't like Lakeville North either.
Don't worry about it.
And now you're coaching for the Northville Raiders. How dare you?
Yeah, I don't know. That's on them, you know. They're a great program, both the teams out there. So it's nice to come from the Lakeville schools and just be a part of always building a program. So I started in 2004 or 2005, and at that time we were one big team between – because we hadn't split yet. The schools hadn't split. And then when we did split, we were still together. And then in 2010, the high school split. And at that time, I was a sophomore. So I ended up with Lakeville South, because that's where I lived. And we were a first-year program out there. And by the time I was a senior, we almost made it to state. We lost to North, but we went 12-1 that season. So, and every season after that, they've been to state, finishing state champions last year. So they're a really great program. Coach Crandall had a lot of success out there, and he's now with Concordia St. Ben. So it's really nice to see him move. But I went to Augsburg. So I started with the first collegiate program in the state of Minnesota. And that was a lot of fun. I played out there for 3 years. I also played basketball for a little bit out there. But yeah, just kind of wanted to focus.
Did you ever think of going anywhere else but Augsburg, or was there some thoughts of some other schools?
Not for sports. I did PSEO my senior year, so I was pretty focused on just like getting into my education. Initially when I left school, I wanted to be a speech language pathologist. And then as time went on, I decided, you know, get more into special ed, and that's how I ended up in preschool. So it was, I guess not really for anything other than school. I was looking at LSU, but I ended up wanting to stay close. I got more scholarships at Augsburg, and then the opportunity to play on the first collegiate lacrosse team in the state was huge. So,
how'd you do that first year?
I think we went a couple over 500 that first year. so long ago. It's 10 years now. So I don't.
Just a blur, you're saying.
Yeah, there's just been a lot of lacrosse since then. It was a lot of bonding and getting to know, like, how programs across the state are, you know, like, because coming from the South Metro, every team is a powerhouse team, you know, and that's different when you get to the middle of Minneapolis to go to college and you're getting teams from the North and teams from the outer areas like Duluth and Grand Forks and stuff like that. So it's good to see that they have high school lacrosse, but definitely very different levels of play and different levels of knowledge. So, like, having to bring all that together was a unique experience for those few years.
So after you graduated college, did you just go right into teaching or did you play some more lacrosse? Where'd you go from there?
Yeah, so I went straight into teaching. I had been teaching for about a year before I graduated, actually. And I still play in the summertime. Homegrown hosts a women's league. But I ended up not playing my fourth year at Augsburg just so I could get into teaching a little bit faster. Being in special ed and, like, also trying to get into special ed of early childhood is a very specific, like, pathway. And so I just needed to kind of free up some time. But as far as playing lacrosse, no, I just went straight into coaching. I was out at Wayzata under Krista Crandall for a year, working with JV and working with more of the youth program, so to get more footing and stuff like that. And then at the same time, I was coaching for True, which is a club team. So just a lot of coaching right after college.
And then have you continued then to coach and the whole time? Or was there some spells that maybe you weren't coaching? Or
No, I've been coaching all 10 years with the obviously the COVID season was the one season that I didn't. Just because we didn't really know what was going to happen that 2020 year. And then 2021, because I had switched jobs down here at Loon, I was kind of like, you know, I'll take half the season off and ended up volunteering here with the high school program. So
Lexi Halverson joins us this morning on the Raider Wrap. If you're wondering who I'm talking to, she is now the head coach of the Northfield Raiders girls lacrosse team. How did that all come around, Lexi? How did you end up taking over the position?
Yeah, well, just volunteering and being around a little bit last year, I was introduced to Dan, and he, you know, had a lot of love for his players and just really looked forward to getting to know the girls the same way, you know, and growing the sport, because I'm not sure where he was at as far as, you know, his futuristic plans, but he had shared with me that he was the swim coach for a while and stuff, and just, I guess my background with lacrosse seemed interesting, so I really wanted to take this part of the state and start growing it, and there's a huge community of lacrosse players here, and a lot of them want to play, so that was kind of why I decided to step up and step in and start to grow the sport as much as possible.
So did you just, was there an application process, or was it just one of those deals where you got together with Bubba Sullivan and Coach DeBay and just made that decision, or how'd that all come around?
No, there was an application process. I do believe Dan stepped away at the end of the season last year, so I had applied midsummer, and then after background clearance and all that fun stuff, came in for my interview with Bubba and Coach Jeff, the boys coach, and then Coach Leah for women's basketball, I believe. Ended up having a really good interview and just kind of got to tell them a little bit about my lacrosse background and being able to play with my sister, who was Miss Lacrosse Minnesota in 2015. That's kind of how it all started. And
really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you sound like you're a very good student of the game. And, you know, when you were at Augsburg, you were, again, you know, first collegiate program in the state of Minnesota, and then there was a lot of learning curves there, but you studied a lot of those games and did a lot of those things. So now what are you trying to bring to the Raiders lacrosse team? What is some of the things that you want to teach?
Yeah, definitely the sport from the basics, you know, and that was kind of the first thing we noticed was they can play lacrosse at the MSLAX level, which is the youth statewide level. There's a lot of changes to the game at that level, but what we're really looking to bring in is safety and, like, actual sport technique. So understanding how to play lacrosse not only here in Northfield, but that's going to allow them to go wherever they want to go, play in the summer, play, you know, pickup tournaments, games, wherever they want to play, and have the same terminology and not be lost on the field. So, yeah, just trying to expand their knowledge of the sport from square one and definitely play as safely as possible because injury is possible.
Right. You got to win on the season, but you got a few losses too. So what's going on? Is it just trying to figure out the players, or is it the technique, or is it just getting to understand who they are and try to just develop them? How's the season, you know, shaping out for you here?
Yeah, I think lacrosse is a very hard sport to understand. The scoreboard doesn't always reflect what happens on the field. The other teams that we have in our conference are, you know, historically very, very hard teams to play. They're aggressive. They play a very different style of lacrosse than around the state. And I think what we've been working on getting the girls from square one to where we want them to be is kind of exposing our weaknesses as players. So, you know, our big thing is we know what we can do well, and we're still working on the things that we haven't really realized we don't do or can't do quite yet. But I think, you know, with this past game versus Owatonna, Owatonna is an extremely good program over the past, you know, 10 years. They were a hard program to play when I was in high school. But with that, to keep them under 15, that's huge. That means our defense is playing well. A lot of it too was we're not fouling, we're not getting cards. We're playing a very clean style of play. So with our girls understanding and learning the game as it's supposed to be played, I think that's where the misconception of wins versus losses kind of comes into hand. So, you know, we get a lot of compliments from the refs, and I think we'll see by the end of the season, like, it all start to come together and us put some goals in the back of the net. So
you say the other teams are pretty aggressive and things like that. Are you, and even though you're staying clean, so that's kind of intrigues me. It's like, well, they're being very aggressive and probably physical, and yep, you guys are just kind of maintaining your own thing and playing clean. So, is that frustrating to the team sometimes? Do they feel like, you know, I just want to whack that person one time, you know what I mean? Or like, I want to push, you know what I mean? Is there a frustration, or are you helping to educate them on what the purpose is?
Yeah, definitely. And that's kind of exactly why we play our clean game. A lot of what is different about lacrosse, versus pretty much any other sport in the state is, you know, the schools that are closer to the, like, suburbs in the city, those schools have coaches who have been coaching lacrosse for years and years and years. And some of the schools out here, they might have the same thing, but it's more of a lack of education about the sport itself. So I think what we're seeing is, you know, frequently the other teams are getting cards for aggressive play, and these are points of emphasis that the state has for the season. So, like, hits to the head, shots to the body, stuff like that, whacking girls when unnecessary, pushing them from behind, stuff like that. Those are just things that slow the game down. And when you play teams like Lakeville South, who we do see at the end of the season, they don't play the game like that because that's not how it's supposed to be played. That's more the boys' style of play, you know? Like, it's okay to get a little bit more rough when you're playing boys lacrosse, but the whole sport of girls lacrosse is about the technique, about moving the ball, about playing good lockdown defense where you're keeping the girls outside of the 8 meter in general. So we are doing that, and like week over week, day over day, we're seeing our girls expand on those critical skills so that when we do see Lakeville South here at the end of the season, it's not going to be as big of a blowout as it could be or was when they saw them in 2020-2021. So yeah.
So that's gonna make a difference. So actually you might actually be able to compete better against those teams.
Exactly.
So is this that state high school league kind of a rule that said, hey, let's clean these games up for these girls?
100%. Because there's been a lot of unnecessary injury. When you don't teach the sport safely, it's like wrestling. If you're not teaching them the safest way to go about the moves, it's a higher risk of injury, and it's always unnecessary injury. You know, there's a lot of girls who make it through their careers without getting injured, and oftentimes that's because the coach is teaching them how to play safely and how to recognize unsafe play at the same time. We know the East Coast is a far more advanced lacrosse institution than here we are in the Midwest, and they can play a little bit more aggressively because they play aggressively but still clean.
Right.
Whereas here in Minnesota, we have a lot of rules for safe play that kind of get overlooked at the coaching aspect. But then we get to gameplay, and some teams will have two girls sitting in the penalty box when, in truth, we've had one penalty our whole season. So at the varsity level, so that's exactly where we want to be. Is 5 games in, one card, I'll take it. You know,
right.
And when we're growing and developing like this, the card, in my opinion, wasn't necessarily a card, could have been a flag, but you know. But that's the other thing too, is I spend a lot of time with the refs in the off season learning what they do and trying to get people signed up to ref too and stuff, because we can't grow the game without people being educated. It's not an everyday sport, so it's right. Something that people have to take time and invest in.
How many girls you got playing this year?
29 on our roster.
Is that a good is that a good amount for you?
You know, we were hoping for 40.
Wow.
I think 40 would have been great to start a first year. 29 gets tight around this time of the season when, you know, when we do see these aggressive teams and injuries start happening.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, of our 29, 29 of them work super hard. So
sure.
It's great to see that we have 29 people fully committed. And, you know, we've heard other people talk about, oh, I wish I would have played this year and this and that. So we stay connected with them and try to get them as close to the team as possible now, so that when they do join next year, it'll just be an easy transition for them. So.
Excellent. You enjoying it? You having fun?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
having
yeah.
some fun? Yeah,
yeah.
You going to stick around a little bit?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I don't plan on going anywhere.
Sounds like a plan. Lexi Halverson, thanks for coming in this morning.
Of course.
We got to get back together. We got to do this again. Let's see how the season progresses. Let's talk a little bit more and see how everything's going.
Yeah, and definitely come out on Monday night. We're at home, so we'd love to see as many Raider fans as possible. And then also just look to our social media. We got a couple fun things coming up, so come out.
Sounds good. Lexi Halverson, head coach of the girls lacrosse team. We'll get more coming up. We got the lacrosse captains actually coming on Meet the Raider with Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell. That's all coming up here on 95.1 The One KYMN.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie. Ritchie Eye and LASIK. We're swinging into spring. Spring is the time to get outdoors. Yard cleanup, time at the lake, the golf course, or on the beach. This year, let's make this a spring free of glasses or contacts. And Ritchie Eye and LASIK want to help you swing into spring with up to $500 off all of our LASIK treatments.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Thinking about a new look or just want to freshen up your current style? Visit Family Hair in downtown Northfield, a locally owned and operated salon just across the parking lot from Just Food Co-op on Water Street. Christy and her professional team of stylists will leave you feeling great and looking terrific. Family Hair offers a variety of services: haircuts, colors, waxing, beard trimming, perms, and kids' cuts. Their rates can't be beat, so make an appointment at FamilyHairNorthfield.com or walk in to see the friendly and experienced staff at Family Hair, where they know when you look good, you feel good.
Connects Nurseries and Landscaping in Northfield is your all-in-one garden center. Come and browse thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals, as well as a variety of soil, mulch, and rock. Connects knowledgeable staff are here to help you with your next project. Check us out at connects.net. That's KNECHTS.net, where plants and people connect.
Community Resource Bank is an integral part of the Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville communities, offering solutions for business, residential, and investment accounts. With our CRB mobile app, you get convenience and protection with notifications about your balance, account activity, and making deposits. View your e-statements or set up online bill payments. The CRB mobile app makes it easy. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
And we're back. The Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1, the 1 AM 1080. Boy, did you hear that interview? That Lexi Halverson interview? You didn't? Did you miss it? That was fun. That was a good interview. I did really well on that one, I think. But needless to say, she did even better. And if you want to hear back to what's going on with all of these interviews this morning, all you got to do is go to kymnradio.net, click on the programs, click on Raider Wrap, select today's date. We'll get it online here just as soon as the program is over this morning. And we started off the program with Megan Schneider and Ruby Holman with the girls' softball. And they, again, are talking about they moved their Strikeout for Cancer fund and foundation and their fundraiser. And it's going to be the Raiders versus Mound West Tonka. There will be a softball game on Friday, May 12th at 5 p.m. Then you can enjoy a home run derby and a hit-a-thon, and you can help sponsor that. So you can donate $10 for every home run that's hit, or, donate accordingly. Just contact, contact the Northfield High School or any of the girls' softball players that are on there. If you want to get a hold of them, they can help you get all signed up and registered. They do have some flyers that are out there, and there is a QR code that you can scan and sign up right online. You'll have to get that again from probably someone from the high school or from the softball team to get that. So a lot of things going on here coming up here in the springtime. Today is, of course, prom day, so we ask you to be extra careful on the roads today and watch out for those youngsters crossing the streets and their, all their get-up and whatnot. There's a people-friendly driver workshop coming up on Monday, May 15th, just a couple of weeks away, starting at 6:30 p.m. It's a 45-minute class. It's going to teach safe driving behaviors for people who bike, walk, and roll. So we all got to kind of get along here on the roads. I just saw a bunch of bicyclists going past the window here. And so it's a friendly workshop. They suggest that you get registered in advance. You can just go to your Northfield Public Library and you can just sign up like that, or it's just mynpl.org. Sign up, get registered for that. It does not look like there's any cost to it, but it is Monday, May 15th. That's 6:30 at the Northfield Public Library. And then coming up here in May, there'll be six performances for Mom, the musical. Yes, Mom celebrates the twists and turns of parenting. This musical celebrates the humor and the terror of all of the events that happen in parenting. This is a parental guidance suggested. There is some adult language and honest dialogue about adult situations. For information on purchasing tickets, please visit NorthfieldArtsGuild.org. That's NorthfieldArtsGuild.org for more information on Mom the Musical coming up starting May 5th through the 7th, and then 12th and 14th and 19th and 21st. So six performances that you can catch Mom the Musical. So what else we got cooking? We got tons of stuff going on, but let's get up to date with what's going on with our Raider scoreboard. It's back to sports with Liz Campbell.
Hello and good morning, everyone. I hope you are enjoying your Saturday. Once again, I am freshman Liz Campbell, and this is this week's Raider scoreboard on this week's Raider Rep. Boys and girls track and field had their home meet here in Northfield this last Tuesday, competing against Austin and Mankato West. Both our boys and girls team got second. Highlights from the meet include Claire Forbord getting second in the mile, Josie Houck winning the 800-meter dash, and our varsity boys winning the 4x8 relay. Girls golf had a triangular this past Monday, as did boys golf. Boys golf faced off against Rochester Century on Wednesday. Girls had their Big Nine Conference tournament on Thursday, as did the boys. Girls lacrosse had a game on Monday here at home against Rochester Mayo, losing 1-14. They played against Owatonna later in the week, losing 3-15. Boys lacrosse had a game on Monday against Rochester Mayo, losing 3-14. They had a game against Owatonna later in the week, winning 15-9. Boys tennis had matches against Austin here at home on Tuesday and went on to compete against Mankato East later in the week on Thursday. Baseball had a game against Austin on Tuesday, losing 7-9. They faced off later in the week on Wednesday against Casson-Manterville, losing 1-6. They had yet another game on Thursday in Rochester, facing off against Century, making a comeback later in the week with a final score of 6-3. Softball faced off against Austin on Tuesday, winning 13-0 against the Packers. They had a doubleheader later on in the week versus Farmington, unfortunately losing a very close game of 1-0. That will be all for this week's scoreboard. Again, I'm your host, Liz Campbell, and you are listening to the Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Look at how happy your family looks in your new home. Finding a place on the market that fits your family's lifestyle was almost impossible. So when you decided to build, it was the team at Merchants Bank who really helped make things work out with a construction loan for as low as 5% down. Plus, with all their advice and patience through the process, they were a reassuring voice within the swirl of contractors and sawdust. Thanks, Merchants Bank. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval.
When it's time to consider a new home, look to Johnson Ryland Homes. This is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. Whether you'd like to find the perfect home or customize the one you already have, Johnson Ryland is here for you. Check out some of our finely crafted homes and award-winning designs. Then we can bring it all together to give you that perfect home you could spend a lifetime in.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap with Jimmy LaRue. We got the Meet the Raider coming up here in just a second with Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell. They're going to interview the captains for the girls lacrosse team. So we already heard from the coach this morning, the first-year head coach, Lexi Halverson. And now we're going to hear from some of the players and maybe get some of their insight as to how the new coach and how the season is developing and just how overall the program is going here this morning. So with no further ado, let us kick it right over to Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell on this week's Meet the Raider.
I saw the lacrosse stick and I was like, what is that? So I started playing lacrosse and I've been playing since fifth grade. Honestly, the bus rides are like really fun because everyone's together and braiding hair and just getting in our heads for the game, and it's just fun to see everyone. And I'm even learning how to braid hair right now on the bus.
Jaden, I was scared you were gonna say the ice bath because you were really excited when you talked about that. No. Not quite.
No, ice baths are brutal. They hurt.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to Meet the Raider, the number one youth-led Northfield sports radio show, hosted by yours truly, Liz Campbell.
And Evan Lowe. Today we're talking with the Raider girls lacrosse members, senior captain Savannah Newberg and juniors Tiana Foster and Jaden Schiller. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
You're coming in straight from practice. How was lacrosse today?
It was really good. We didn't have too much running and we worked a lot on our defense and offensive transitioning. Going off of what Savannah said, we had a really good practice today. I did not participate in practice because of an injury. But it was really good to watch everyone doing some really nice drills.
Yeah, I'm way happier about today's practice than yesterday's. Yesterday was straight running, so it was fun. Yeah.
I'm not sure how it is with lacrosse, but I'm guessing it was a lot of preparing for your upcoming game tomorrow against Century. How are you guys feeling about that upcoming matchup?
We're a little nervous. They're a pretty good team, but we've been working a lot on just, again, that transitioning and then cutting on offense and really taking to the goal and having like a purpose when you're cutting.
And would you guys say that going to lacrosse practice is your favorite part of the day? Is there anything else that you guys are really passionate about?
I gotta say it's a really fun to go, but sometimes you just want to go home and take a nap. But it is really fun, honestly, to like see all the girls there and play as a team. So I kind of look forward to it sometimes because it's nice to see everyone and play with them.
Yeah, Jaden, I bet it's especially hard for you as you're dealing with an injury right now. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I tried to play a few games and practices with an ankle sprain, but it just progressively got worse, and so eventually I had to sit out. And I iced it the other day for like 30 minutes, just submerged in an ice bath. And it was really cold, but I feel a lot better today, so hopefully it'll heal soon, yeah.
Yeah, get ready for the game tomorrow?
Yeah, hopefully.
Are injuries a big issue on the lacrosse team or not really?
Yes, they definitely are. A lot of people get, like, concussed. Like, last year, I have no idea how many concussions we had. Savannah, do you know?
We had 4 concussions, I think. And then a big one is shin splints. You're playing on some rough fields sometimes, so your calves take a beating. But this year we've been healthy so far besides our lovely Jaden. But, yeah, we're hoping it stays that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's especially good because we're already halfway through the season.
Yeah.
Kind of looking forward to this weekend. Are any of you guys going to prom?
I think we all are going to prom. Oh, just kidding, not Jaden. But, yeah, we're super excited for prom. Sad about the weather. I don't know how I'm feeling about that rain. But, yeah, I'm excited.
I'm going to, yeah.
Especially as we're juniors and seniors. Liz, you'll be missing out on that. Sorry about that, not sorry about that.
It's okay, Jaden.
2 years from now, actually. But tomorrow marks the 6th game of the year so far for you guys. I saw on Star Tribune that you guys have 13, maybe more, depending on how the postseason goes. But how would you guys say overall the season has gone?
It's definitely different compared to last season. Our whole thing this year was rebuilding a team. We got a whole new coaching staff and really just working to rebuild our team for next year and for years to come. It's been a little interesting so far. We're still getting into like the groove of things, but I can see we're getting over that hill.
Yeah, leading off of what Savannah said, I really just noticed that like it's kind of been hard to adjust with new coaches. We all really like them and we like how it's going, but it's hard to really up the intensity sometimes because we're so used to how our old coaches taught and how they did things. And so right now we're just learning how to like really play intense and really apply the skills that we're learning.
Yeah, this is like a whole new coaching system, so we don't have the relationships with the coaches like that we had last year. So sometimes it is like a little bit rough, like harder to kind of have fun, you know, because they're all like new and they're more intense. So it's just like, rebuilding the team is difficult.
And what would you guys say has been your favorite part of the season?
We had a team bonding in the dome. That was kind of hype. So we played kickball, and we had lots of pizza. Shout out to Jen Adams throwing that together. That was great.
My favorite part was, like, honestly, the bus rides are, like, really fun because everyone's together and braiding hair and just getting in our heads for the game, and it's just fun to see everyone. And I'm even learning how to braid hair right now on the bus.
Jaden, I was scared you were going to say the ice bath because you were really excited when you talked about that.
No.
Not quite?
No. Ice baths are brutal. They hurt.
Probably team bonding and then, as Jaden said, the bus rides.
Yeah. I saw the Instagram posts about the dome. And did you guys stay overnight?
We stayed till midnight. Last year we stayed overnight, but they turned the heat off and we all froze. Like you could see your breath, so we were like, we're not doing that again. But we played games. We were there. We watched Rio, danced. Mm-hmm. There was a bouncy house, but we didn't stay the night. Nope, not this year.
Yeah, that's actually super cool.
Yeah, and we have team bonding coming up, which is going to be so fun, but it's a secret. You guys will find out. It's a secret.
We'll see it on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And then just looking on, because we still have half the season left, maybe even more, what are you guys most excited for?
I'm ready to come back and play some of these teams again that we weren't quite ready for the first time and just really take it to them because
We've been improving our skills. It's already from day one to now. The change is drastic, so I'm ready to play those teams again and just really show them what we got.
Yeah, I'm really excited to really just bring the intensity for the game, like Savannah said. I'm really excited to bring the heat and see how much we've improved, because sometimes during games, you know, you start off bad and then you just get in your head for the rest of the game. So hopefully we can just see how that improved.
And what is one thing that you guys would like to be able to say that you've accomplished or done with the girls lacrosse program when you walk away, like when you graduate, especially for you, Savannah, since it's your senior year?
An important thing to me is just like leaving behind a team that can build, not just leaving and be like, oh, good luck, guys, and like going to college, and actually knowing that the team itself with the new coaches, what all they're doing with both like the club teams for the summer and then also our team, this high school program is going to keep going for a long time, and it's going to keep getting better and better. And I feel like that's just like a really good feeling for me who's heading out of here. So
yeah, exactly. It's kind of making sure when we leave, we have a built team, a team that can rebuild. We want this to last for a long time. We want that memory.
I definitely want to leave behind the connections, like with people, friends, and just know that they're going to continue to play good and continue to grow on the skills that they've been learning for so long.
And leading up to this 2023 season, how did you each prepare?
Captain's practices led by Savannah, Emma, and Kelly, our captains. And I went to the Y because I have a free membership. I weight train, and I ran on the treadmill for like 30 minutes till I was like dripping sweat. So it was pretty brutal.
Jaden would go to the gym, and I would see her at the gym. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah, I just ran for 30 minutes. I'm like,
it was rough. It was rough.
A big thing with captain's practices was just like making sure we knew our skills and how to build our skills. So we learned to set picks. Captain's practices are like, we worked on it. We worked on passing the ball quickly and game speed. We were in the ALC gym, so it wasn't the best area to practice, but we really got to work on our stick skills, which helped a lot of the newer players, which is really great to see for our team. So
yeah, and I just weight trained.
Outside of going to the Y and the captain's practices, are you involved in any other sports or any other activities that you three are passionate about?
I was in Nordic skiing this year. I tried that out. That was fun. Good little senior, like last year, hurrah. And then I play the violin in the orchestra. Not too good, but
I tried snowboarding this year, which was quite brutal. I fell a lot. I'm still learning.
Yeah, weightlifting is a really big passion of mine.
Are you on the weightlifting team?
No, I just bodybuild.
Yeah, Tiana, whenever I walk into the Y, I just see you in there every single time.
Yeah, every day. Yeah, me and my boyfriend, we hit legs for, I think, 3 hours on accident one time.
The Y is the place to be, I guess.
And if you're just tuning in with us, we have the girls lacrosse team, Savannah Newberg, Tiana Foster, and Jaden Schiller joining us in the studio today.
And so we kind of talked a little bit earlier about the different roles that you said you're a defenseman. Jaden and Tiana, what specific roles do you have on the team?
I'm mid, but I pretty much last game I played every single position. And they're like, you're on D, you're on mid, you're on attack. I'm like, okay. But yeah, I can play everything pretty much.
Very versatile, so yeah.
I mostly just play mid, and recently I've been specializing in the draws.
Jaden, could you talk a little bit more about what that means?
Yeah, so when you face off in the middle to start the game, I will be facing off against the other girl.
I play defense. Yeah, that's pretty much it, but high D. So I play up with mids, especially there's clear, so after the ball is shot and the goalie gets the ball, we have to clear it back to the attack on the other side. So I play farther down the field, helping the mids get it back.
And what first led you all to join lacrosse?
I was in class with Emma Waldemar, our other senior captain, and she said, hey, try lacrosse, because I was in track. That didn't go very well. So I moved to lacrosse, and I like instantly fell in love with it. So my sophomore year, I joined lacrosse.
I joined because my brothers played lacrosse. I joined in fourth grade. I think this is my eighth year.
I joined because I moved here around like fifth grade,
initially I was a soccer player, but I wanted to try something new. And I saw the lacrosse stick and I was like, what is that? So I started playing lacrosse and I've been playing since fifth grade.
That's a long time, both of you. Tiana, you said 8 years. That's half of your life, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But also, Savannah joined when she was a sophomore, and she's still a very good varsity player, so it really goes to show that you can join at any age.
Honestly, I have a comment with that. I feel like the newer people, when you join a really long time, I produce really unhealthy habits from all years back, and these new people, they're fresh, so they can be, like, really good.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm sure with a lot of sports, it's easy to get burnt out, but it's cool to see that you guys are still excited about your sport and bringing a desire to practices and just in general with the team.
Kind of going off of being burnt out, I think a lot recently mental health has been very much more talked about in athletes and in student athletes and just in general. What is your guys' take on mental health in athletes, specifically student athletes?
I think it's super important because if your mental health isn't in check, your just overall well-being, especially like while playing or like getting in the mindset for a game, is just going to be kind of out of whack, out of order. Taking mental health first is more important than worrying about your physical health in a sport, especially in lacrosse. A lot of times you're getting screamed at by fans, coaches, opponents and stuff like that. So just being in the right mindset is super important.
It helped me through like some really tough times was having a team and having people to bond with every day. You know, you always knew that they were going to be there, and it was great to have all these people supporting you, even though they didn't know that they were supporting you for something that was really helping.
A lot of mental health like also relies on how much sleep you get. So yeah. A lot of student athletes, as you know, we probably don't get as much sleep as we actually need, which can play like with your game style, how you play like practice, like how much effort you put in, and just getting like burnt out. You're just tired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tiana, you talked about sleep and that helping out with mental health. Is there any other things that you three do to combat that or to help with the mental side of lacrosse?
For our team, we have awards at the end of games to kind of up spirits, especially if people get a little down, because after losing a game, you get kind of sad. So we have awards for both defense and offensive players at the end of each game, kind of just recognize, hey, you did a really good job. And then at the end of practices, implementing claps or shout-outs every day before practice and after practice, we do a huddle just to kind of get in the right mindset. We have a focus word for each day, what we're focusing on for the day. But yeah, that's been super helpful, and that's a really great thing that our new coaches brought to the program.
Our coaches like us being really loud, cause us to get more energy.
We always huddle practices and just talk, and we wrap our arms around each other when we huddle, being involved with the team.
I don't know what it's called. I call it Howdy Circle, but I don't think that's the name of it. And we all stand in a circle, and one person gets in the middle and does a little dance.
Yeah.
And we all clap for them, and then they pass it to the next person. Yeah. And that really, like, yeah, especially if we're like lethargic or tired from the school day, that like gets your spirits up right away. Yeah. And our Lexi brought that in the first game, and that was fun.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
For any of you, but especially for Savannah, are you guys focused on any post-high school plans yet? Are you planning on playing lacrosse in college?
I won't be playing lacrosse in college. I'm going into nursing at Eau Claire. Yep. So I'll be off to Wisconsin at the end of the season.
That's super exciting, Savannah. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for coming in today, and best of luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This was Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap with your host, Liz Campbell.
And Evan Lowe. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1. The One.
And that's it. That's the wrap. That's the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1, The One. Thank you so much to Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell for putting on that interview with Savannah Newberg, Tiana Foster, and Jaden Schiller. And Liz Campbell got us up to date here this afternoon with the Raider scoreboard. Joining us on the program this morning, we had Megan Schneider along with Ruby Holman from the girls softball team as they talked about the Strikeout for Cancer program they got going on. Again, Friday, May 12th, starting at 5 p.m. Contact the school or contact any of the softball players and get yourself signed up so that you can help donate and participate, or you can stop out and be there. Game is at 5 o'clock because it'll be the Raiders versus West Tonka. Then after that, they have a home run derby and a hit-a-thon program, which you can contribute to as well. So check that out. And then, of course, Lexi Halverson, thank you for coming in this morning, the girls lacrosse new head coach. So on that Meet the Raider that they were talking about with the new head coach and things like that, if you listen to the coach's interview and then you listen to the kids' interview, you can see where the blending of the newness is coming in this program and the development of it, and why things are the way they are, why things are being coached the way they are. You're going to want to check that out if you missed that interview with both of those, the captains and with the new head coach. You can go to kymnradio.net, click on the Raider Wrap, click on Programs, select today's date, and you can listen back to all the fun stuff. Again, Megan Schneider, Ruby Holman, thank you for coming in. Lexi Halverson and the captains, Savannah Newberg, Tiana Foster, and Jaden Schiller. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and being a part of our Raider Wrap. So that's about all we got. We're running just a little bit on the late side, but it's 5 minutes after 11, and you're going to see basically overcast skies all day today at a high of maybe 51 degrees, and then the next several days it's just going to be windy and cool in comparison. But we've got overcast skies. We're up to, looks like, 44 now here in the Cannon Valley. So thanks for joining us this morning. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. It's been my fun pleasure. We'll see you next week at 10 o'clock right here on 95.1, The One, KYMN, and The Raider Wrap.
The economic pulse of Northfield is beating, and your business is a part of it. Make sure you stay connected to that pulse with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you form the connections and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and to make strong connections with other Northfield area business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our community. Stay connected to the economic pulse of Northfield. Go to northfieldchamber.com, join, and take your business to the next level.